Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Larry Lintz. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting sixth. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tony Scott. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Stone. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Steve Stone. And now, play ball. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lintz for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger takes first base on ball four. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cardenal for the out. Kessinger moves to second. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lintz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kessinger moves to third. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is called out on strikes. One out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is called out on strikes. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Swisher and he is out, Kessinger applying the tag. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is called out on strikes. Two outs. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley misplays the ball. That's an error on Foley. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Kessinger moves to second. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kessinger moves to third. Cardenal moves to second. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. Monday is walked intentionally. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morales for the out. Kessinger scores. Cardenal moves to third. Monday moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cardenal scores. Monday scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Cubs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 0-for-1 in the game. Lentz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lentz for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trillo hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Swisher strikes out. 2 outs. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0 for 1 in the game. Manguel takes first base on ball 4. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 1 in the game. Foote hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Manguel moves to second. 2 outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Manguel moves to third. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. Kessinger moves to second. 1 out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Scott. Madlock reaches second base with a double. Kessinger scores. It's 4 to nothing, Cubs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Monday is walked intentionally. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Foote for a passed ball. Madlock scores. Monday moves to second. It's 5 to nothing, Cubs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Monday scores. That run is unearned. It's 6 to nothing, Cubs. John Montague now pitching. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Biotner pinch hits for John Montague. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz is 0 for 2 in the game. Lintz hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Madlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don DeMola now pitching. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trillo strikes out. One out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-2 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-2 in the game. Stone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter strikes out. One out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Manguel hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-2 in the game. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo misplays the ball. That's an error on Trillo. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Madlock hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cardenal moves to second. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cardenal scores. Monday moves to third. It's 7-0, Cubs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Lockhock strikes out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trillo hits a pop-up towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Scanlon pinch hits for Don DeMola. Pat Scanlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scanlon strikes out. Two outs. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 0 for 3 in the game. Lentz hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Taylor now pitching. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0 for 3 in the game. Swisher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stone is called out on strikes. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Swisher moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Montreal Expos, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.